Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
It's time once again to shine our monthly spotlight on new sounds in gospel music with artists like Karen Peck and New River, Legacy 5, Marshall Hall, The Perrys, The Lefevre Quartet, The Tallies, and more. And welcoming my guest co-host for this show from Legacy 5, Lowdown bass singer Matt Fouch. Matt, welcome.
Hey, Daniel. Thank you so much for the invitation. It's good to be here with you today.
And we're going to listen to some great new sounds in gospel music. And you're not I won't say you're a freshman on the gospel music scene, but if you're looking at the span of like singers like, you know, legends J.D. Sumner and George Yuntz, you're a little bit newer than those guys. So kind of tell your story in a nutshell. Where are you from and how did you fall in love with gospel music and doing this thing you do?
Man, I originally am from Muncie, Indiana, and I had a friend who got in contact with Matt Rankin of Sold Out Quartet about possibly filling an opening there as the baritone singer. Matt actually asked him if he knew of a bass singer because he wanted to be a quartet, and my friend talked me into going and auditioning for Sold Out, and that started my journey into gospel music as far as being on the singing side. I grew up singing gospel music my entire life at church. We always did gospel music there for the special music, and grew a love for it there, and it continues today as I've journeyed through journeyed down this road, and now I'm, like you said, with Legacy 5 and still enjoying the journey and loving the music.
Legacy 5 obviously has a great history in gospel music now, and you know, with Roger Bennett and Scott Fowler even coming from the Cathedrals days, and so that legacy. So how does it feel being, I mean, this is a top-tier group in gospel music, and with Sold Out, you were with a great-sounding group there. And so, I mean, really, it sounds like you didn't start necessarily out on all the regional levels, not that there's anything wrong with it, but you kind of hit the ground running, it sounds to me.
Yeah, you know, with Sold Out, we did a lot of dates all over the country, and so it started out where I was actually in college at the time, and it was really tough for me to go to college full-time and also fulfill my duties of traveling. I did end up finishing college, but boy, it was a whirlwind. I'm glad I got it done. But going, you know, on the road full-time was a big step. And then just kind of transitioning into, you know, coming on board with Legacy 5 last year. Like you were talking about, you can't not look at the work that Legacy 5 does and think about the Cathedral influence and the legacy that there is there. Mm. And it's just a pleasure to be able to be associated with such a quality, first-class group like the Cathedrals through what I'm now doing with Legacy 5. And it's been, like I said earlier, man, it's been a great journey. And God has provided time and time again, and he's mapping it out. I'm just doing my best to make sure I'm staying, you know, on the right road in the direction that he has for me.
Matt Fouch from Legacy 5 as a co-host today on Daniel Britt and Friends, and we're going to hear some of the sounds from Legacy 5 a little bit later on, but I think it seems appropriate, Matt, for us to play this song by the Booth Brothers right now, simply because of the title and the message in the song. And this song, as I played in the band and sang in the choir, undoubtedly, though, you've developed a really close relationship with the Booth Brothers because, along with Greater Vision and Legacy 5, they make up the Jubilee Tour.
Yes, definitely. Those guys are a blast to sing with, and I just enjoy listening to them sing. You know, we get to sing some songs together, and then we sing a few songs separate when we do the Jubilee programs, and it's so much fun just to sit there and watch them the way they interact on stage, and then even when we're doing the Jubilee stuff, they're great guys. Just have enjoyed getting to know them better.
The Booth Brothers here on a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I played in the band. I sang in the choir. I
I wrote a few songs that gave a few people hope. Every once in a while I started a fire. When they asked me up there, what did you do down there? I'll say it was my heartfelt desire to play in the band, write a few songs, and sing in the choir. Some think you gotta be the big dog and lead all the little dogs around. You gotta sing a solo, preach a great sermon, or be the biggest, hottest thing in town. I guess I'm just a simple man with a simple desire to play in the band, write a few songs. Lord, I wanna sing in the choir. I played in the band, I sang in the choir. Wrote a few songs that gave a few people hope. Every once in a while I started a fire. When they asked me up there, what did you do down there? I'll say it was my heartfelt desire to play in the band, write a few songs, and sing in the choir. I played in the band, I sang in the choir. Yes, I did. Songs that gave a few people hope. Every once in a while I started a fire. When they asked me up there, what did you do down there? I'll say it was my heartfelt desire to play in the band, write a few songs, and sing in the choir. Songs that gave a few people hope. Every once in a while I started a fire. When they asked me up there, what did you do down there? I'll say it was my heartfelt desire. Heartfelt desire. Play in the band, write a few songs, and sing in the choir. I played in the band, wrote a few songs.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, new music this hour, getting a great sampling of some of the best new sounds in gospel music with my guest co-host Matt Fouch of Legacy 5. And up next, I've got our friend Marshall Hall. And by the way, it was about a month ago, I guess, in one of these new music shows, I was totally blown away. Off-air, Kim Roop Lord of Sisters was my co-host. And we got to talk, and I didn't realize she had to tell me that Marshall is now the worship leader for Dr. David Jeremiah's church, Shadow Mountain Community. And I didn't realize that. But it's a cool song here that was written by Bill and Gloria Gaither, an older song. I just feel like something good's about to happen.
I have not had the opportunity to work with him. But the song, I just feel like something good is about to happen, is, you know, we were talking about the Jubilee just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And I just feel like something good is about to happen. It's a song that is just a fun song to sing. And I'm sure that Marshall is just going to tear it up singing this song because he has such a great voice. And I can't wait for the day, you know, when I get to meet him and just get to know him. And the opportunity to do that will be wonderful.
It's a little bit of distance now, no longer there in Nashville, but all the way over in California. So,
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it'll take a few miles. But Marshall Hall's here now on a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends, co-hosted by Matt Fouch.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way.
has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves to call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, it could be this very day. I have learned in all that happens just to praise him. For I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. Oh, and he has said that I know it can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. Yes. And brother, it could be this very day. Yes, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper, and it seems like things get bleaker every day. But for this child of God, it makes no difference.
Don't worry.
Because it's bound to get better either way. I have never been more thrilled about tomorrow. Sunshine's always ringing through my skies of gray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. Now, brother, it could happen. Something good is about to happen, yeah. And brother, it could be this very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen, yeah. Brother, it could be. Oh, brother, it could be. Brother, it could be this very day.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It's a new music spotlight with my guest co-host today, Matt Fouch of Legacy 5. Here now is a new song by the Lefevre Quartet. This is Come and See on Daniel Britt and Friends.
She was 12 years old, the Bible said, when life just up and gave her away. In the hands of death, she reached for life. Her mother wept, her father cried, she's dead. Jesus wrote a different story, another chance for God to receive glory. Took her by the hand, restored to her life again. This is all they heard the young girl say.
Come and see what Jesus did when who I was met who he is. Come and behold, so you'll believe.
So Jesus came and Jesus wept. They said, come see our brother in the grave. A stone was rolled, a prayer was prayed. Come forth, bring out, death ran away. Belief was born.
Spotlight, Daniel Britt and friends, and my guest co-host from Legacy 5, bass singer Matt Fouch is with us. And Matt, let's go into this song by Legacy 5 that you guys have released to radio. It's a great tune, nice and peppy. There's only one well. Were you a part of the process of choosing songs?
You know, I have not been a part of the process yet. You know, Scott Fowler will come to us and will say, hey guys, we listen to this song, or you know, what do you think about this song? So, I mean, I guess in that minor way, I've been a part of it. But
yeah.
One thing that you can tell from Legacy 5 over the years that they've been doing the music is that they take great time and care in picking out the songs that they record. And so there's so many songs that they've recorded that, you know, just they want to make sure that the lyric is strong. And that, you know, when they put it out there, that it's going to be able to touch somebody's life, and that it's going to be biblically accurate as well.
There's only one well, Legacy 5, now on Daniel Britt and Britt.
A faithful supply. Friend, I found a source from a life-giving flow. It will quench your thirst and it will save your soul.
There's only one well where you can draw living water. Only one well that will never run dry.
there. This is Matt Fouts with Legacy 5, and you're listening to a new music spotlight right here with Daniel Britt and friends.
Now here's the latest from the Neelands. It's from their project, Come On Home, and this is Excuse Me, Are You Jesus? On Daniel Britt and Friends.
I was racing through the airport to make an early flight. I wanted to get home to see my children and my wife. I rushed around the corner, an apple stand was there. Until I knocked it over, the fruit went everywhere. At first I kept on going, I just couldn't miss that plane. I looked over my shoulder, not stopping to explain. The girl was down there on her knees, groping round to find the apple scattered on the floor. And then I saw the girl was blind. As the plane was leaving, I stopped to lend a hand. I picked up all the apples, restored the apple stand to replace the bruised and broken. And her fingers pressed some bills. As I hugged her narrow shoulders, she reached to hold me still and said, "Excuse me, are you Jesus? Is that why you were so kind? Excuse me, are you Jesus, to have had me on your mind? You picked up all the pieces, the bruised and broken parts. You put me back in business. You were Jesus to my heart. Once I was bruised and broken, blind and groping on my way. When someone stopped to help me, pay the damage and made me say, are you Jesus? Is that why you were so kind? Excuse me, are you Jesus, to have had me on your mind? You picked up all the pieces, the bruised and broken parts. Put me back in business. You were Jesus to my heart. To
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, New Music Spotlight, with my guest co-host today, Matt Fouts of Legacy 5. And this is a group, family group from East Tennessee that we love, and such a contagious spirit when you're around them. If you're not a fan of this music, if you're not a fan of music in general, I think they'll make a believer out of you. I'm telling you, they will convince you that you need to fall in love with music, this music, and that's the Browders.
Oh, man. I can't remember the first time where I was the first time I met the Browders, but, man, your description there of them is spot on. I mean, just when you first meet them, the smile on their face, you know, want to talk to you about, you know, what's God doing in your life, you know, what path are you going on? We've got this new song that we're singing. You know, Matthew Browder would come up to me and say, man, after I had met him the first couple times, he'll come up to me and say, man, I just wrote a new song. You know, let me sing it to you. And, you know, you can just feel the love for God and then the love for the music and the songs that they do just coming out of them anytime that you meet them. And especially, and like you're saying, that very first experience you have with them, you can just feel the excitement and the joy that they have for the Lord. And you can't help but get a little bit of that, just get a little piece of that from them and get a little excited yourself.
So let's listen. It's Praise You in This Valley. It's the Browders. And it's now on this New Music Spotlight of Daniel Britt and Friends, co-hosted by Matt Fouts of Legacy 5.
The pain has been great. I've cried a river of tears. This trial has tried my faith through my doubts and my fears. But I will stand upon your word, Lord, that's proven to be true. There's a light at the end of this tunnel. You will see me through, and I will praise you in this valley. Though it seems you're far away and the clouds are hanging over my head today, it seems not long ago I was on the mountain peak. I will praise you even more, Lord. You know what's best. Right now it's hard to see. In the palm of your hands, you are molding me. And though my heart has been broken, I don't understand. In all things I'll just give you thanks. I'll lift up my hands and I will in this valley, though it seems you're far away, and the clouds are hanging over my head today. It seems not long ago I was on the mountain peak. I will praise you even more, Lord. You know what's best for me, and I will praise you even more, Lord. You know what's best for me. And I will praise you in this valley, though it seems you're far away, and the clouds are hanging over my head.
See the Browders on a New Music Spotlight. I'm Daniel Britt with my guest co-host today, Matt Fouts of Legacy 5. And now, here's the latest from the Inspirations on a New Music Spotlight here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I'll never sail alone, though I am headed home. This vessel's not my own. The captain has
has stepped on board. Thunder and crashing waves can sink what mercy made. This ship was built to praise Jesus, my Lord.
No,
I'll never sail alone on stormy seas. I have the mighty hand of God leading me. He'll pilot me safely through waters unknown. I will not fear because I don't sail alone.
I have God's promise here. The day is drawing near when I'll reach heaven's pier and I'll sail these seas no more. But till I'm anchored safe where heaven's harbor waits, though this boat rocks and shakes, my fate's in the Lord. No,
I'll never sail alone on stormy seas. I have the mighty hand of God leading me. He'll pilot me safely through waters unknown. I will not fear because I don't sail alone. Sail alone on this stormy sea.
Yes, His hand is leading, of God leading me.
He'll pilot me safely through waters unknown. I will not fear because I don't sail alone. He'll pilot me safely through waters unknown.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends New Music Spotlight. Matt Fouch from Legacy 5 is with me. We're listening to some great tunes together, and this next one is a song we're all going to pay attention to, because when we tell you the name of the group, your antenna is going to be already tuned there, and your ear's going to be up, and that's the Perrys. And right now, a difficult time for the Perrys, and our love and prayers continue to go out to Tracy Stuffle, who suffered a stroke several weeks back now, and we're still holding on to hope for Tracy. So, obviously, they've been traveling in a limited way and in a different way since Tracy has been off the road and in intensive care. But before this all happened, tell me about your relationship with the Perrys and maybe some fun moments, because that's a fun group when you see them in person or hang out backstage.
The first time I met the Perrys was in Muncie, Indiana. Several years ago, shortly after I'd started singing, we did a concert with them, and just extremely nice people. You know, sometimes you just don't ever know what type of person you're going to meet when you're out here on the road, when you meet other groups, and you know, they were just so nice. I always enjoy, though, when I think of Tracy Stuffle, the one thing I do always think about is when you go on the Singing at Sea, him and Jeff Easter do the Jeff and Tracy show.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people have heard that or heard about that or have been on the cruise ship and have seen it. And what it is it's just kind of like a late night. It's after the concert's done at night. It's a, you know, 11 to midnight or whatever. They just do a little 30-minute or an hour little program in the lounge where the concerts are held. And Tracy Stuffle and Jeff Easter are two of the funniest guys in gospel music. When they're together and they're playing off of each other,
mm-hmm.
and just the humor is, it's so good, and it's just so funny. And so I always, when I think of Tracy Stuffle, even in this time of sadness for them, is what they're going through, you know, and definitely, like you said, we're praying for them, and we hope, you know, we hope all the best for them and hope that he can recover. And pray that he will have a full recovery. Even though when I hear his name, I think of the Jeff and Tracy show on the Singing at Sea cruise ship, and I think of just how funny they are, and it just brings a smile to my face.
Well, praying for Tracy, for his wife Libby, and also praying for Brian Walker and Joseph Habedank as they try to carry on, you know, at a bit of a reduced staff there on the road. But certainly great music. Here's I Got a Hold of God this morning on Daniel Britt and Friends New Music Spotlight with Matt Fouch, co-host.
Well, sometimes I am rejected and I feel so all alone. Then I try to reach my Father and I know He'll be home. For when life
to handle when I'm fearful and alarmed. I get anxious to find Jesus, and he stands with open arms. I got a hold of God this morning. I talked directly to the throne. Oh, I went and brokenhearted, so afraid and so alone. Satan almost overtook me, trying hard to block my way. I just prayed a little harder. I got a hold of God today.
I was seeking for the comfort of the precious Holy One. As I waited there in silence, I knew that he would come. Then I saw the light of heaven. He came right into my room. When I felt his presence touch me, oh, I knew that I prayed through.
I got a hold of God this morning.
It's a new music spotlight here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. And my guest co-host today, Matt Fouch of Legacy 5. Here's a new song from The Tallies. And getting used to saying that again, not The Tally Trio any longer. Lauren's husband, Brian, taking the lead on this one.
Bartimaeus was sitting by the roadside begging. His hands were extended in need. Had little hope of escaping his life. A blind beggar was all he would be. He heard a commotion. People had gathered. Someone said Jesus was nigh. He cried, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And by his faith was given his sight. Make way for the Jesus is passing by. Call out his name. He will bring you life.
In him is the blessed hope for all men that leads us from darkness to light.
Your faith can make you whole today, for the Master is passing by.
I had wandered in darkness like a blind man begging.
search for a glimpse of the light. Waking each morning with fear and despair, still haunted by shadows of night. Then one day a preacher talked of a savior. Someone took me by the hand. I cried out for mercy and he came to me. In a moment my new life began.
Make way for the Master. Jesus is passing by. Call out his name. He will bring new life.
In him is the blessed hope for all men that brings us from darkness to light.
Your faith can make you whole today, for the Master is passing by.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, our new music spotlight continues with Matt Falch, my guest co-host of Legacy 5. And next on the list, Matt, we have Karen Peck and New River, and this is a song. It's called Sustaining Grace. And I've said this before, even on this themed program of new music, and so it starts to sound like a broken record, but I can't think of anybody who doesn't just light up when they see Karen and the whole group.
Yeah. For example, going right off what you said, for example, my wife loves Karen Peck and New River. And one of the big reasons why she loves Karen Peck and New River is because the first time she met Karen Peck just said hi to her and opened up her arms and gave her a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife already loved her singing and loved the music that her group puts out. But the fact that she was so kind of saying hi and then, you know, giving her a hug and saying, it's so nice to meet you, just went miles and miles with my wife. And, you know, you don't get that from everybody you meet. And so for her to do that just spoke so much to my wife. And, you know, I'm very grateful for that because I just appreciate the fact that we can meet, my wife and I can meet great people that are in gospel music and have good relationships and friendships with those people. The whole group is just first class, one of a kind, and stellar music and just so kind, able, you know, willing to give you a hug and just say, hey, how are you? It's good to see you.
Yeah, it was probably about 10 years ago or maybe 11 years ago now that I was making the decision to propose to my wife and to have the conversation with my wife's father and to start that process. Mm-hmm. And I remember it so well. It was I had the opportunity to go to my future in-law's church for a Sunday night concert with Karen Peck and New River. And I thought, this is wonderful. I get to, you know, I get to see a group I love. I get to see Karen, and then I will, my fiance or girlfriend at the time. She wasn't a part of this evening. She was at college. So I thought, this is great. I'll go to the service, see Karen. I'll go back to the house, and I'll talk to them about my plans and ask permission, ask for the hand. And I remember that night because I was able, after the concert, to pull Karen aside and tell her what was about to happen. And she was so excited, and it was genuine. I mean, how often does she hear some of the same stories and encounter people all over the country? But she was excited to know about the ring and to know about, you know, our relationship thus far and you know, all this kind of stuff. So those kind of things add up, and that's where it comes back to. It's about the music, it's about the message, but the message of Christ was a relational thing, and you got to look at Jesus. Yeah. He was about relationships.
And you're not joking. She is spot on. And when you said the word genuine, that, you know, Karen Peck, and even Susan and Jeff, you know, those people come to mind, and her group comes to mind when you say genuine people who actually really do care about those who they meet out on the road. And, you know, she's one of the first people that comes to mind. She's genuine, and she does a wonderful job of building relationships and friendships with those people that she comes in contact with.
And I like this new song, and it features Susan singing here, and you've got it on Daniel Britt and Friends New Music Spotlight, Sustaining Grace, Karen Peck and New River, and Matt Fouch co-hosting today from Legacy 5.
Lord, I know you still work miracles, turn water into wine. So that's what I expected when this storm hit my life. It soon became apparent you'd intervene in different ways. So I pressed on through the pain by your sustaining grace. You've kept me going, kept me growing, kept me knowing. There's nothing I can't face with your sustaining grace. Lord, I know you still work miracles, you're performing one today. 'Cause in my human weakness, I see your strength displayed.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, nothing but new music this hour as we get a sampling of the new sounds in gospel music. And right now, the new song from Poet Voices and My Redeemer Lives on Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest co-host today, Matt Fouch of Legacy 5.
Seek among the dead. is risen. Do not cry until the whole world is alive. Resurrection day proclaims Christ the risen Savior reigns. Oh, what joy my heart reveals. I know my Redeemer lives. Men may mock his hope.
And I hope that you agree, if you've listened this hour, as I say every month at this time at the end of the program, you know, it's been a buffet of what's new in gospel music. And to go through and take a sampling of it shows, wow, the songs are really deep. They're touching people. They're fun. And they're produced and arranged with lots of creativity. And we've got some great talent. Matt, wouldn't you agree?
I would agree 100%, Daniel. You picked a great sampling of songs here today, and it's just amazing to see the new music that comes out every month from great quality groups, and see how that those songs are going to minister and touch the lives of the people that hear those songs, and how it's going to speak to them, because everyone needs a fresh anointing every now and then, you know. And so to hear these new songs that's going to touch people is really nice.
And that's been the voice of Matt Falch of Legacy 5, and you guys aren't too shabby yourself, you know.
Well, hey, there's only one well.
That's right. You're right. And where can we find out all the details? You know, everybody is learning so much more than we probably would have ever dreamed we would learn about group members and artists now, with all the social media and the how the world has been brought closer together through the internet. So are you involved in internet stuff, social media?
I am. I have my own personal page, and then I have a singing page for myself. And then I also do a lot of the posts for the Legacy 5 Facebook page. And then I also do Twitter for personally and for Legacy 5. So, you know, we are on Twitter, and it's at L5 Tweets. And then Facebook is just Legacy 5. You can come join us there. We'd love to. We do giveaway contests where we'll do an autographed picture or a free CD, you know, things like that. But we'll do giveaways there through our Facebook page. And so you can catch us there, or you can catch us online at www.legacy5.com. Really simple. So, social media is such a great way to keep in touch with people. And we were just talking about social media, and Karen Peck, you know, she's a great follow if you're on SocialCam.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many of your listeners do SocialCam, but if you do SocialCam, Karen Peck does a great job with posting videos and funny videos and fun videos.
Yeah, she does.
Through SocialCam. So social networking is a great way to keep in touch with your favorite artists like Legacy 5. Of course, I know we are, you know, one of everybody's favorite artists. So keep in touch with us for sure.
And again, you can use their website, which is resourceful, but also as a landing page to launch onto all these different Twitters and Facebooks and stuff. Just go to legacy5.com. Hey, Matt, it's been great. Thanks for taking time today.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate you giving me the opportunity, and it's been a blast.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.